Hello and greetings to all the economic activists. I hope everyone is doing well today. I want to talk about something profound, what I believe is the hardest task for humans. What do you think it is? Each of you might have different ideas, and that's fine. However, from my perspective, the hardest thing is starting. Yes, beginning something new is often the most challenging. We all have internal forces that resist change, preventing us from taking that first step. I'm not here to give motivational speeches today, but rather to explain why certain things don't happen. I'll start by sharing a personal experience and then we'll dive into your world. I often reflect on why I struggle to start certain activities, whether it's exercising or working on a project. Take exercise as an example. I might tell myself I'll start in 10 minutes. Then 10 minutes pass and I say maybe in another half hour. 1 hour goes by, then two, and I still haven't begun. Why does this happen? What's stopping me? It's as if a voice in my head is convincing me that there is plenty of time and I can always start later. This isn't just about exercise, it applies to every aspect of life. Some people are afraid of starting new ventures. For instance, a typical employee might tell themselves, "I'll start my business next year. There is time." This is why I say the hardest task for humans is simply to start. For myself, I made a serious decision to start exercising regularly. And through trial and error, I've discovered some techniques that have worked wonders for me. And I'm excited to share them with you. If you apply these strategies, you'll see real results. The first step is connecting with a higher power. Call it God or the universe. Ask for strength and say, "God, I want to start. This time I will do it." But even after making this spiritual connection, your mind will resist. It will whisper, "You will still have time. No need to rush." Why does this happen? Let me break it down using Newton's first law of motion. Newton said that an object at rest will stay at rest, and an object in motion will stay in motion unless acted upon by an external force. Similarly, when we're in a state of rest, physically or mentally, it's hard to break free. External forces are required to initiate that change. Where did these external forces come from? It's not like God is directly telling you to act. Instead, you have to create your own external force. Think of pushing a stationary car. It's incredibly hard at first because of the car's resistance to movement. But once the car starts rolling, it becomes much easier to keep it moving. The same applies to our minds. The hardest part is that initial push. But once we're in motion, it becomes much easier to keep going. Now, what did I do to overcome this resistance? I created habits. Habits are the key to overcoming resistance. When something becomes a habit, the mental resistance weakens, and the action becomes second nature. Successful people often make this point without even realizing it. If you ask them why they did something, they might say, "I don't know, it just felt natural." That's because their minds have become conditioned to success. They've created habits around actions that lead to success, to the point where they don't even need to concisely think about it. Their subconscious drives them forward. So, how do we break this resistance? How do we push past the mental block? It's through the power of external forces, people, mentors, systems. In my business, for instance, if it weren't for our consultants pushing us, many of us would still be stagnant. The constant reminders, calls, and support from others keep us moving forward. They act as the external force we need to keep progressing. If you don't have an external force in your life, you're likely to stay where you are. And when you fail once, it becomes even harder to start again. Your mind will say, you already failed before, why try again? Then on top of that, the negative energy from others will come into play. The same people who didn't care when you were doing nothing will suddenly have opinions when you start making moves. They will tell you what happened to that business you were starting. I thought you wanted to be successful, why haven't you made it yet? Their negative energy tries to pull you back into a state of inaction where they feel more comfortable. This negative energy is a powerful force, so be careful about it. It doesn't want you to change, and it certainly doesn't want you to succeed. You need to distance yourself from these forces, and you need to surround yourself with positivity. Find people who support your growth and distance yourself from toxic individuals. There's another important antidote to resistance: immediate action. Whenever your mind tells you to delay something, whether it's working out, making a business call, or anything else, counter it by acting immediately. If you tell yourself, I will start in 10 minutes, reject that thought and start now. Immediate action should become a habit. Once it's a habit, resistance will lose its power over you. We all tend to procrastinate, whether it's starting a diet, quitting smoking, or studying for an exam. We say, I will start on Monday. But Monday comes and goes. Don't let this happen. Understand that procrastination is a form of self-sabotage. Your mind is trying to protect you by delaying discomfort, but it's actually preventing you from reaching your goals. Lastly, tackle your goals in small steps. If you have big dreams, whether it's running a successful business or becoming a global entrepreneur, start with small, manageable actions. Don't try to take giant leaps right away. Small steps consistently taken will add up over time and get you closer to your goal. So let's have some review. You see, as human beings, we are incredibly intelligent and creative. We have dreams, ambitions, and the ability to achieve great things. But at the same time, we are also wired to seek comfort and avoid anything that feels uncertain or difficult. This is where the problem lies. Our mind naturally resists change because changing is uncomfortable. Even when we have the best intentions, our brains can come up with countless reasons to delay or avoid taking action. This resistance can feel overwhelming at times, and it often stops us before we even get started. So I'd like to share a bit of my personal experience with this, as I mentioned again. There have been many times in my life when I've set out to achieve something important, only to find myself stuck at the very beginning. Whether it was starting a new business venture, working on a project, or even just committing to a new fitness routine, I've struggled with taking that first step. I would often tell myself, I'll do it tomorrow or I'll start next week. And before I knew it, days, weeks, and even months would pass without any real progress. Does this sound familiar to you, right? If you've ever experienced this kind of resistance, you might wonder why it happens. Why is it so hard to begin something, even when we know that starting is the key to reaching our goals? I've thought about this a lot over the years, and I've come to realize that this resistance is part of human nature. We all have an inner voice that tries to keep us in our comfort zones. This voice tells us that it's okay to wait, that there's still time, and that we don't need to act right away. But the truth is, this voice is holding us back from achieving our full potential. Let's take a closer look at how resistance shows up in our lives. Imagine someone who wants to start a business. They have a great idea, they're passionate about it, and they know that it would be successful. But instead of taking action, they keep putting it off. They tell themselves, I'll start next year, or I just need to wait for the right time. Similarly, someone who wants to improve their health might say, I will start exercising next Monday, or I'll eat healthier after the holidays. These justifications feel comforting in the moment, but they only serve to reinforce the idea that starting is something to be avoided. Personally, I've learned to accept that starting is the hardest part, but I've also made a commitment to overcome this resistance whenever it shows up in my life. One example of this is my decision to start exercising regularly. At first, I found it incredibly difficult to begin. Every time I thought about working out, my mind would come up with reasons to delay. But I knew that if I didn't push past this resistance, I would never make progress. So, I developed a few simple strategies that have helped me take action, even when I didn't feel like it. Before I share these strategies with you, let's take a moment to explore why starting felt so difficult. At the root of the problem is our mind. The mind is a powerful tool, but it also has a tendency to resist anything that feels uncomfortable or unfamiliar. This is because the brain is wired to seek safety and avoid risk. When we think about starting something new, whether it's a business, a fitness routine, or even a small talk, like making a phone call, our brain perceives it as a potential threat. It tells us this is risky or this is uncomfortable, and it tries to keep us from taking action. This brings to mind one of the fundamental laws of physics, Newton's first law of motion, that it says, an object at rest will stay at rest unless it is acted upon by an external force. The same principle applies to our own lives. When we're not moving, when we're stuck in a state of inaction, it's incredibly hard to get going. But once we start moving, once we take that first step, the momentum builds and it becomes easier to keep going. So how do we overcome this initial resistance? How do we push ourselves to start when our minds are telling us to wait? I found that there are a few key strategies that can make all the difference. The first is to connect with something bigger than yourself. For me, that's my faith. When I'm struggling to begin, I remind myself that I'm not doing it alone. I say a simple prayer, asking for the strength and courage to take that first step. This helps me feel supported, and it gives me the confidence to move forward, even when I'm feeling unsure. The second strategy is to take immediate action. The moment you catch yourself thinking, I'll do it later, or I'll start tomorrow, stop what you're doing and take action right then and there. Whether it's sending that email, making that phone call, or putting on your workout clothes, do something that gets you moving toward your goal. The more you practice taking immediate action, the easier it becomes to overcome the resistance in your mind. In closing, remember that no successful company or person started with perfect condition. Apple, HP, and many other giants began in garages or tiny offices. They didn't wait for the perfect moment, because that moment never comes. Similarly, don't wait for all conditions to be ideal before you start. Just begin where you are with what you have right now. You could be doing many other things right now, but you've chosen to listen to this message. That means you're already on the path to success. So don't stop now. Start today, and the future you will thank you. Stay strong and keep moving forward. Wishing you all success. Take care and goodbye.